This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back to Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori. And my guest is Eamon O'Donnell, director of golf, Dromoland Castle Hotel and Country Club, located in County Clare, very near to Shannon Airport in the southwest of Ireland. Hey, welcome to Talkin' Golf, Eamon.
And pleasure to join you, and thank you very much for inviting us to be part of the show. Excited as always to spend some time in your company and talking to you and everything about golf in Ireland and golf in general.
Well, it's always great to see you at beautiful Dromoland Castle and at the PGA Show in Orlando in January. I always see you there. Well, listen, the Irish have dominated many of the golf headlines of late. Padraig Harrington won the U.S. Senior Open Championship last week, his second U.S. Senior Open title. Rory McIlroy capturing the career Grand Slam with his Masters win in April. And Shane Lowry will be heading up to Royal Portrush the week of July 14th, where he won his Open Championship title in 2019. In fact, I understand that Shane was recently up at Royal Portrush.
He was. Social media was alive with pictures of him in front of, they have a lovely painting on a building of Shane there, kind of reminiscing of his victory in 2019. And, you know, he was obviously out practicing on the golf course as well. I think Justin Rose might have been up there a few days beforehand as well. So it's getting close to that big week. And, you know, everyone is excited, you know, not just around Portrush, but obviously in the island of Ireland to kind of, again, showcase, you know, the best of golf throughout the world. So, yeah, we're excited to see everyone visit us. And fingers crossed we get a similar result with an Irish winner.
Well, what do you think the chances are? I mean, Padraig's playing great golf, and he's a two-time Open champion. Rory McIlroy, obviously, Masters champion, although he's had a loss since he captured the career Grand Slam. And Shane has had a really good season. Shane, two runners-up, although he missed the cut of the last two majors. What are your thoughts about the Irish putting on another commanding performance at the Open up at Royal Portrush?
Yeah, I suppose I think if we start off with the defending Portrush champion Shane, you know, he's done everything this year bar get over the line and win. You know, and obviously you say his last two majors may not have gone according to plan, but there's no doubt statistically he's playing the best golf of his career. He's coming to a place that he's won on before, which can only give him good vibes. So I would never bet against Shane Lowry on a Lynx golf course. He's hoping for a bit of wind, which will kind of, you know, take out a large number of the field and kind of come to his strengths. So I think Shane is going to go there with just positive vibes, energy, and, you know, I think he's going to have a very, very good week. If he gets off to a good start, anything is possible. With Rory, I think it's all about the start. You know, I think he put himself under so much pressure back there in 2019. You know, we all remember what happened on the first hole, you know, taking that eight. You know, I think he's in a far better place mentally, physically, everything with his golf game. obviously the highs of winning the career Grand Slam in Augusta, there was always going to be a bit of for a number of weeks after that. I think he's gone past that now, and I think he's in a good place. You know, he's recently moved back over to the UK, so he's playing a bit of golf in the Emerald Isle. I think from next week onwards, he's back home. Look, Rory will go to as many places as the betting favourites, himself and Scotty. I would love personally to see Rory get over the line. I think it would be the last piece of the jigsaw in a career that would be just, you know, unparalleled when it comes to Irish sport. And then we come to the grandfather of Irish golf almost at this stage, Padraig Harrington, the man that just keeps on, you know, producing incredible weeks, you know, similar to last week. I think, you know, what he does when he goes onto the senior tour is, you know, he hits the ball so much further than everyone else out there that he is the alpha male of the senior tour when he shows up. But Padraig Harrington on a links golf course with a bit of wind, you know, you'd have to say if Padraig gets away to a good start, he's going to be he's shown in the last number of years that if he gets a good start to the major or any tournament, he actually hangs around there. You know, and I think we're obviously looking through tinted glasses. We're all thinking, my God, we've a very good chance of seeing a home winner. You know, but I genuinely think that the three guys could surprise, and you know, it'd be great for the tournament if you retrieve them in contention going into the weekend.
I'm telling you, talking about these three Irish superstars, really, and Shane getting there, you know, soon enough for sure. But Padraig Harrington saying that winning these majors on the Champions Tour validates his past. He says the seniors are dealing with a lot more. Everybody is dealing with something. In many ways, he says we're actually more human as well. He says we're more relatable because we can certainly mess up. I love that. He's so honest, Padraig Harrington. You have to appreciate his brutal honesty.
At some stages, he's probably too honest for his own good. You know, a few people would say he probably gets in his own way at times. But, you know, it's refreshing always to have an interview with Padraig because, you know, you never know what you're going to get. But what you are going to get is honesty and integrity. And, you know, he's just one of these characters in golf that is, you know, is an everyday person. You can meet Padraig here in Ireland down the local, having a bar or out, you know, having a pint or out walking the dog. He is your everyday man who is incredibly talented and has been unbelievably successful. You know, like we almost take it for granted. Padraig has won three majors in, you know, pre going to the senior tour. And now you look what he's doing and there's no doubt he's capable of winning more. You know, I'm very lucky in my life in Ireland that, you know, I'm getting to witness Irish golfers winning so many majors. You know, Darren Clarke, Padraig, Rory, Shane. You know, we're probably the luckiest period in Irish golf history, and we're almost taking for granted how good these guys are. And Padraig is, you know, Padraig is just, you know, we call him Padraig is Padraig. He is just an incredible man, and he just keeps on raising the bar, going to the next level and just surprising us. And the great thing is what you see with Padraig is what you get. As you know, speaking to Padraig in an interview, it's you come away almost a bit wiser and a bit refreshing that it's not the standard interview you get when you meet a PGA player. It's, you know, a few of them will say they're slightly robotic in the same answers. Padraig's likely to say anything, but what he will say is he'll be honest with you and he'll tell you exactly how he felt today.
I love that about him. 53 years young and continues to shine. So certainly with his experience playing in wind and weather and certain elements weather-wise, I mean, obviously he has to be somebody to watch at Royal Portrush. And I'm sure he's played that golf course many, many times.
Yeah, he's played there as an amateur, you know, during his earlier day career. He's played, you know, as a pro. He's played obviously with the Open. You know, he will love the golf course to be playing as tough as possible. You know, that's when Padraig will say, well, half the field can't handle that. I'm the guy that when I stand on that tee, you know, give me that tough conditions. Give me that, you know, we of course we'd love for the Open to have this beautiful weather, sunshine, the whole lot. But at times you want a little bit of a wind. You want to see these guys be tested. And Padraig.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wants those conditions, you know, he's made for those conditions, and he would be the person who would wake up if there was a wind coming across the golf course at 40 miles an hour. He'd wake up in the morning excited, where other guys would wake up and say, God, I'm looking forward to this.
How about Rory McIlroy? You alluded to him a bit ago. You know, he had that lull after he won the Masters, and he made a big deal about the fact that it's difficult for him to get motivated after finally winning the Masters title and capturing the career Grand Slam, which was a dream come true for him. So do you feel like, as you say, he'll find it again, particularly playing in, you know, Northern Ireland and with so much on the line, and not only the Open, but with the Ryder Cup in the fall?
Yeah, I think the Open at Royal Portrush is a perfect tournament to reignite the fire that Rory, you know, there's no doubt when you come to, you know, he's one of six people ever in the history of golf who's, you know, crossed that line and now holds a career Grand Slam. So, you know, that's an iconic moment. That's a moment that, you know, he's built up his whole career to get to that. And obviously he 10 years of waiting to get over that line at Augusta, you know, to do it. You know, there's no doubt that there was going to be a period where you were just going to, you know, the energy wasn't probably going to be there. The focus wasn't going to be there. But all of a sudden, he's turned the corner in the last recent weeks with the Open being in the horizon, being back at Portrush, being back at Northern Ireland. You know, there's no doubt that he wants to make up for what happened in 2019. You know, and I think this is a perfect tournament to kind of get Rory McIlroy on full schedule. And I think that he is, you know, I never back against Rory. You know me, I'm Rory's biggest fan. I think if Rory plays his best golf, no one beats him. I still maintain that. And I think this is a tournament that we will see the best of Rory McIlroy. We will see him bouncing down the fairways. And, you know, if you see Rory bouncing down the fairways, you know Rory's in a good place. And you better watch out.
Well, either way, it's going to be so compelling. And I understand that Royal Portrush made history as the RNA revealed that 278,000 fans will gather for this major championship. And that's the largest sporting event ever in Northern Ireland, for sure, right?
Yeah, it's incredible. And, you know, I think that's why the RNA were so eager to have the tournament return back to Portrush. You know, what the guys up there have put on back in 2019 and obviously fallen into this year, the Irish fans come out in their numbers. You know, we love sport. We love golf. We love supporting these events. You know, and I think a testament is that when you see that they're saying it's sold out, like it was sold out as soon as the tickets were available. You know, we're lucky enough that we're attending it and, you know, looking forward to it. But we love supporting our own. We love supporting major events like this. And we love to be in a position to showcase, you know, the best of Irish golf and Irish hospitality. You know, and that's why, you know, you go to any international sporting event here in Ireland, the crowds will come for it. You know, we are a small nation by size, but we are a nation that loves our sport and we love supporting these events.
And a small nation that has so much golf talent, it's just unreal. All right, let me get your opinion as a professional and with all your experience in golf as the director of golf at Jamolan Castle. I'd love to ask you, you know, what people over the pond think about Keegan Bradley and whether he can be both a captain and a player of the U.S. Ryder Cup team. What are your thoughts on that, Eamon?
It's one of those questions that when they appointed him as captain, you'd imagine they already asked that question behind the scenes. For me personally, seeing what I've seen previously, what's gone into the captaincy and everything in behind the scenes, I think it's impossible for him to do both. And I think they're probably coming to a position where a decision will have to be made. It would be incredible if the USA team haven't had that conversation pre-Keegan taking the role. That would be just my side. I can see if he continues in the form he is at the moment, you'd have to say he's going to be on the team, and I would think there'd need to be a decision made sooner rather than later. Whether they are going to try and enact him as a playing captain again. The Ryder Cup is now the third biggest sporting event in the world outside of the Olympics and the Soccer World Cup. So there's a massive element that goes to the captaincy, not just the day-to-day side of from the player's point of view, but you're also looking at the social aspect of it, and as regards to dinners, meetings, this and that. If you're asking, can you want your players to be in a position to play the best golf they can and perform inside? And we all know Bet Page is going to be, the temperature's going to be up. It's going to be, the fans are going to be, in everyone's faces. It's going to be an incredible atmosphere. Me personally, I just find it very hard for a man to be able to do both, and I would be incredibly surprised if that conversation didn't happen pre him taking on the role.
Fair enough. Love that answer. All right. The Ryder Cup in 2027 will be in Ireland at Adair Manor, just another gorgeous property. You guys are blessed with so many incredible castles and manors and golf courses. And so I would think it's very feasible that Dromoland Castle will be hosting a lot of people during that Ryder Cup because you're not that far from Adair.
Yeah, we're 35 minutes from Adair, door to door on the motorway, and we're actually already booked for. We're lucky enough. We've two hotels as part of our property, so we've the 5-star historic castle, and then we've our sister hotel, Lena Tremoland, and both properties are actually booked for the event itself. So we're incredibly excited to be part of the Ryder Cup element of it. Obviously our close friends in Adair are going to put on an incredible show. We look forward as a part of that team, and part of representing Ireland, to kind of welcoming both friends who haven't been here before, international guests, to showcase the best of Irish hospitality. And this is going to be an incredible week in Ireland in 2027. As you were saying there a moment ago, Royal Portrush is sold out with Irish fans. You can imagine what a Ryder Cup is going to be like in Limerick. Just a few down the road from us, they're sport mad in that area. The atmosphere is going to be off the charts. It's going to be an incredible week, both on and off the golf course. You know yourself, the social aspect of attending a tournament, golf tournament in Ireland, is always. It doesn't just stop when the final putt goes in. There's a lot more goes on, before and after, and we're incredibly excited to be welcoming everyone to Ireland and actually experience that hospitality, whether it be for the first time or just a return visit.
And of course, the Women's Irish Open taking place at Carton House, a 5-star luxury resort in County Kildare. You were there for the pro-am. And boy, the women. I know Dromoland hosted the Women's Irish Open in 2022 and 2023. You guys are so into golf. I love it. Just exciting that young people have such access to the game. I think that's the key in Ireland, right, Eamon? The fact that the country produces so much golf talent, but the access to the game is just incredible for young people, affordable.
Yeah, and that's great. We're incredibly lucky that we've so many golf courses for the capital population, and there's all different price limits. There's all as you say, there's a lot of golf programs being done with Golf Ireland as regards to school kids and stuff like that. Ourselves, we've over 100 junior members. And we work with them with two pros, and it's incredibly exciting chapter in where we are with Irish golf. Going back to the Women's Irish Open, I was here playing the pro-am on Wednesday in Carton. The golf course is in super condition. There's a great energy about the event. The last 2 days have been super, and everyone's looking forward to the final day. We hosted back in 22 and 23, and it's an event that is very close to my heart. It's an event that the team at Dromoland, along with our partners, worked behind the scenes to resurrect the event. It disappeared for 10 years. So to kind of see it go from strength to strength, and one of the the highlights for me was I was here on Wednesday with the Pro-Am, and we now have 16 Irish players playing in the Women's Irish Open, where when we resurrected back in 22, we had one pro and four amateurs. So it's that's grown by threefold, and that just shows that if the youth of today can see it in front of them, they then have something to aim for, and you know, and that helps us produce future stars at golf going forward.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.